The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Everybody likes a little brunchy brunch, right? How about bottomless mimosas? Mm. Well, we're going to talk about it in food news. It's time for hottest hashtags here on the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Lil Latinx.
Okay, we got one Powerball winner, which is why I'm here at work.
Hello.
Because I didn't win. But it happened in Kern County in California at a place called Midway Market and Liquor. This is $1.75 billion that one person won.
Ooh.
I'm hoping it's a farm worker.
Nice.
I really am. I'm hoping that it changes the lives of somebody who needs it, and they can shine some light on the people who feed this country.
There you go.
Because
dude,
we need to talk a little bit more about
it's a young professional, maybe late 20s, early 30s, who has a massive amount of student loan debt that, you know, nobody helped us pay back. So, hey.
I'm glad you said young.
Hey.
Because when it's somebody older that wins, I'm like, oh my god.
Oh, dude. Yeah.
What are they going to do with this money?
Do you know who I hope wins?
Who, Automatic?
Somebody.
Oh, there it is.
Not us, because we didn't.
You don't even care, because
I don't
it's
even
not
care.
Us.
Like, I literally don't give a shit.
I'm always a fan of the people who wins who don't reveal their identity. I'm like, you know what? That's my type of homie right there.
That would be my family. All right, food news, DJ Automatic.
So we all love to go brunching right on the weekends.
Hell yeah, dude. Favorite activity.
So some of these places have bottomless mimosas.
Mm.
There's a place in Oakland that says you can drink as much as you want for 1 hour.
With,
and then, so they're going to bring them out.
They don't know my friends.
Don't threaten me with a good time.
Well, they just did, because if you throw up, they're going to charge you a $50 fine.
Oh, dude.
It will be added to your bill.
Wait,
that kind of feels like entrapment right there. Come on.
If I go to the bathroom, how are they going to know?
Maybe they got somebody monitoring the bathroom.
That's
I don't
not
know.
Fair. Or is it throwing up in public? Like,
no, it's throwing up in the restaurant.
Yeah, in the restaurant, dude. You haven't brunched that hard until you see somebody just yakking up.
There's
over
my
easy
technicality.
Eggs.
I'll go outside in your front door and get down with it. What? All right, National Day, Anthony A.
All right, let's go ahead and kick it off with National No Bra Day. And, of course, this is the day for breast cancer awareness as well, too. It's a very
serious
one.
And, of course, it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Ladies, self-check every single week. And, of course, after 40, get your mammogram on.
Mm, and we're going to salute and wish the Navy a very happy birthday. Happy birthday to the Navy.
Go, Navy!
Salute to my two uncles who served in the U.S. Navy. And we also got National Train Your Brain Day, along with Silly Saying Day. But let's go ahead and wrap it up on a spooky one. It is National Friday the 13th.
Gosh, I think everybody in here is superstitious. Well, who said that? Little Stitious? There's a show where somebody said, I'm not superstitious, I'm a little stitious.
You're going to make me say something politically incorrect. Don't do it, dog.
I think it was Office.
I am a little stitious.
I remember now. All right, so being superstitious, my family, if you look at a baby, you have to touch them if you think they're cute, or they'll get sick, and then you have to cure them later with an egg.
What?
It's a long
That's
story.
Called Ojo, right?
That's called Ojo. DJ Automatic. I knew somebody in here would know what it was. All right, so it is Hispanic Heritage Month, and technically come Monday, Hispanic Heritage Month is over, because we get like half of last month and half of this month. So I want to shout ourselves out. I'm the first Latina in the country to have a nationally syndicated morning show. So shout out to ourselves.
Yeah,
all
right?
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
We're going to break down the down of the DM between Stephanie and Charlie. Oh. This is a young couple. This is a couple out of high school going to college. So it's different. They've been together, though, a couple of years. And the thing is, Stephanie saw Charlie receive an email from some woman named Lorena. These two are about to go off to college. So she's suspect immediately.
So I was using Charlie's computer when I saw like an email from a girl I don't know.
So here I am pretending to be Lorena. And I think you're cute and everything. So
my grandmother's going to co-sign, and Chipotle says they'll transfer me to the locations or close to campus.
Hey, is that where you work? You work at Chipotle?
Yeah, I wrote that on my application. If it's not going to happen, or I can just find another place.
Charlie, let me ask you something. Are you renting a place near school or something?
You said your aunt ran my credit and everything was fine as long as I got someone to co-sign it.
So it is not going down.
No.
It did not go down. What went down was a down payment.
Yo, we just made it hot for the manager at Chipotle, dog. No way.
Charlie's trying to rent a spot. It gets even deeper. Take a listen.
My grandmother's been saving money for me to go to school since I was born, and she gave me enough for down payment on a condo like 2 miles from campus, so I just figured you'd want to live there.
Oh my god, I thought you were talking to someone else.
Why would you think that? Are you okay?
Oh my god, I don't know. Don't worry about it. Hey, I'm gonna call you right now. Okay,
you're gonna move in, right?
Oh my gosh, yes.
So it obviously didn't go down. And these two are going to live together.
Oh, my God.
So, you know, I mean, they're in love.
They are going to live together, and I wish them the best. But it was a little surprising to me that he wanted her to move in after she blatantly accused him of cheating, you know.
She didn't accuse him of cheating. She wanted to know who Lorena was. She never said anything like that. Don't put words into
my girl
Stephanie's.
Come on, they're living this fairy tale still. They think that they're going to get married and life is going to be perfect. And it does work out for some high school people. It does. I don't want to say.
It does. We get calls all the time.
But more than likely, she's going to go move in with him, and then she's going to have to move out because it didn't work out.
Maybe that does happen.
I don't know. I remember when I was that age, and I thought I was like fully in love with my high school girlfriend. I thought we were going to be together forever, and I don't talk to her anymore. We're not friends. We're not like, it happens. Life happens. You change over that time, especially during that time.
I agree, but what if it does work out? What if they're one of the ones that it
does? Well, then they already have a house to live in.
And that's true. Grandma already put the down payment down.
Your child's a gam-gam for sure.
Yeah. I know we've had a lot of people on hold for a minute. Sir, do you believe that a relationship that started in high school can last a lifetime?
Yeah, me and my wife been together since high school. We graduated 86.
Oh, dang.
Yeah, and we've been together 35 years.
It worked out.
Wow, 35 years.
Yeah, and I still love her like I did the day I met her.
Oh,
that right there moved me. I have a tear in my right eye, sir. I literally, I'm not kidding, because yes, of course, it's hard. But there's also the other side of the coin where people really meet someone they love young. And what's wrong with that?
That'd be great to find your life partner when you're, you know, a teenager.
And you don't got to burn
it. It just doesn't work out that way most of the time.
You don't have to burn through a whole lot of body counts and stuff. You just found the one. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, the way you keep her is y'all got to listen to each other.
Hello.
That's right.
So to communicate. You know, I want to be like my grandmother and grandfather was. It was up in their 80s and 90s when they passed. So I want my kids to see us as a unit like that.
I really am going to cry. Why are you doing this to me right now?
I was going
to
say, he's got a little tear coming out of my eye.
I'm literally, I think I'm emotional because I didn't have that when I was younger. My mom was single. My grandpa died when I was young. And I didn't have that positive relationship to look at to show me what a real relationship is supposed to be. Therefore, I made a lot of errors. What you're doing, you're like, I want to show my kids. It's true. We emulate what we see. And if your kids see this good relationship, guess what? That's what they're going to demand in their lives.
Yeah. My daughters ask me all the time. They're like, Daddy, why we can't find a good man like you?
Dad set the bar high, and that's good. And there are good men out there, I promise you. There really are. And they're going to find them. Tell them just be patient.
Yeah, and my name is Warnell Matthews. And I just want to say to my wife, I love you.
What's Mrs. Matthews' name?
Latrice.
Oh, you made my day. There is hope. Automatic, you and I are going to get old together.
Hopefully.
You know what? I bet that's just one of many beautiful stories about couples that have been together for a very long time. Let's make it a topic another day. I'd like to share more positivity.
Yep.
877-730-DCS1. Call us up.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Interesting story here to begin our WTF with. Female frogs pretend to be dead to avoid having sex with male frogs.
Oh, man, that's sad.
So according to a new article in the Journal of Science, they report that half of female frogs rotate in an attempt to get the male off of them, while 33% go into a state called tonic immobility, which is playing dead. While I was reading the article on Instagram, I noticed underneath that a lot of males said, damn, my wife is a frog.
Oh, it's only funny because it's true.
All right, no.
From frogs to cats. In Cincinnati, a African several cat, I believe is what they say.
They're
native to Africa, not native to Ohio. But one was captured in Ohio, and you've heard about Cocaine Bear? This was Cocaine Kitty.
Oh,
he had a little bit of the booger sugar in his system, dude. This is a real-life Tiger King, ladies and gentlemen. Luckily enough, they were able to make sure that the cat was nursed back to correct health and all the drugs are out of its system right now.
Where is this cat rehab that I've never heard about? That's what I want to know. What's really going on in Ohio? You know?
From cats to dads. Us dads, we're pretty embarrassing people. But this dad took the cake. He decided to stripped down to a pair of Daisy Dukes and a crop top at a school board meeting.
What? Hold on, Automatic. Why would he do that?
To protest the new school board dress code.
Oh.
He doesn't want girls in half tops and short shorts.
So he took it himself to put that on and show how awkward it could be. Did it work, though? Did his protest work?
No. They still approved it.
Oh, man.
And now there's just pictures of this man and Daisy Dukes in a crop top floating around the internet. Damn.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Earlier, we were talking about when you first fall in love, like high school, like you really feel that emotionally. Oh, yeah. And Automatic said something that really hit me. He said, I thought I was going to be with her forever. Right? That was in your mind. And now you don't even talk to this person.
It was young love, yeah.
Yeah. Well, then we got a call from a gentleman who said this.
Me and my wife been together since high school. We graduated 86. We've been together 35 years, and I still love her like I did the day I met her.
As the man continued to convo, he talked about how much he loved his wife, how he wanted to show his daughters what a solid relationship looks like his grandparents showed him. They were in their 90s, you know, when they passed, they were still married. It got me to thinking, you got to grow emotionally together.
Oh.
Because he sounds like an adult. Sometimes when I hear people that have been together since like high school, I swear to you, they talk like they're still in school. Do you know what I mean?
Like still like them young teenagers arguing, right?
Yes. Okay.
They don't evolve. The relationship doesn't evolve because they never had an opportunity to experience anything different.
I don't think it's that you have to experience something different. You have to look at life different because you're not in the same place. I just read a whole study. 22% of people do stay together when they get together young. That's not a bad percentage. It's not great.
I mean, that's almost a quarter.
That's way higher than I thought it was going to be, dude.
Especially considering that 50% of marriages end in divorce anyway.
Oh, well, there's the other side of that fact.
Yeah. Muzzle roll the dice, honey. Muzzle roll the dice. I think about, I didn't feel, even though I got married when I was 15 and I had a baby when I was 15, and some people might be shocked by that, I never felt like that person, I was going to be with him forever.
So you just got married because you had a baby?
Yes, because you were just supposed to. That's what my culture, I'm, you know, Mexican-American, yep, better get married. You know, Catholicos, real Catholic, like that's what you do.
At one point, you thought you saw something in that person because,
I did,
right?
But I never, ever felt this is it for me. I didn't want to go get married. I told my best friend we'd already paid for the cake. I mean, I'm 15. I don't know anything. And then when I got married again, yes, I've been married again. It was the same thing. I was late. I feel like I've been married, but I've never had a husband until DJ Automatic. Does that make sense?
That's a lot to say. It does and it doesn't. The fact that you did two weddings before then makes it a little iffy.
No,
but
I was never unsure of being with him. I never thought we were going to get married.
What the one thing that I took from this guy was that he's living by example. The example that his grandparents put out for him, that his parents put out for him. And so he understood how to be in a relationship because he saw it. I think for you, because you never saw like a successful relationship.
Never.
You didn't understand how to be in one until you're older till you could really understand what real love is.
Until I had grown emotionally on my own. Oh, man. Now I'm feeling so good. I really do. Because I know 100% that no matter what ups and downs, you're my person.
Period.
So.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.